As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
So we're about to start texting for and with Charlotte. She has a new roommate who checks all the boxes. Everything's been great except one thing. I mean, she's paying the bills on time. She's fairly clean. They get along okay. Except Charlotte's roommate from time to time likes to go naked, naked, naked around the house.
Fun fact, Abby, Burt can never say the word naked once. He always has to say it three times.
Naked, naked, naked.
I don't know if he feels like if it's a Beetlejuice thing, and if he says it three times, a naked woman will appear.
Maybe that's it.
But gotta get this roommate on FaceTime.
For years, it has always been naked, 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 naked.
And the problem here is that it's only really occurring between the bathroom and the roommate's room. So it's not like she's flaunting all over the place, but she does have her underwear on from time to time also. And the bottom line is, it's just making Charlotte uncomfortable.
All right, how about we open the gate with, hey, I've really enjoyed having you as a roommate so far.
Can you shave?
Hey, I really enjoyed having you as a roommate so far. Thank you. What? I'm trying to start with a compliment.
No, I'm just really enjoying you struggling.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, why don't we just skip the compliment and say, hey, I've really enjoyed having you as a roommate so far, but I wanted to talk to you about something kind of awkward.
Okay, I like
Ooh.
It.
Ooh.
Okay.
The compliment's kind of in your opening line, Kristen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sent it.
Okay, good. Ooh. All right. So she's going to answer back, okay, sounds great. What? And you're going to write back.
You got a banging bod, but I don't want to see it all the time.
Ooh. I kind of love that.
Right to it.
Or your boosh is the problem.
Your boosh?
Listen,
your
boosh if she's walking around in bra and panties, she's cold. She needs some extra fur to keep her warm.
It's all like.
He responded.
What'd she say?
She said, thanks, but what's the awkward part?
Your boosh!
Charlotte has not alluded to whether or not she has carpet or hardwoods, okay?
She says she's kind of like...
Hippy-dippy.
Hippy-dippy, mm-hmm. So I'm assuming boosh!
The other thing you need to know about Bert Abbey is that he hates body hair.
Oh, my God, yes.
What you got against body hair?
I love the body part.
Look at his arms.
Yeah. You shave your arms?
No,
he's like one of those hairless cats.
That's worse than that. I nair them.
Yeah.
You nair them?
He is a very, he hates himself. That's why he hates body hair.
I'm learning so much.
I hate body hair. Uh-huh. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, do you like the line? You got a banging bod. I just don't want to see it all the time.
I feel like that might be a little too direct.
Yeah. Strong, man.
And that's coming from me.
Okay.
Is she super sensitive?
They've only been living together for a month.
No, I don't know. I've never seen her, like, argue with someone.
Ready, Charlotte? We're going to take the onus, okay? How about you say, I'm a little on the reserved side. I'm not used to somebody walking around.
And while you have a banging bod, I'm not used to seeing someone walk around naked.
I don't know if we should do banging bod anymore, because then it's like she's checking her out. And then the roommate's going to feel like she's being ogled.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not trying
to shame her into covering up.
Yes. So I'm a little on the reserve side, and I'm not used to having a roommate so open and free with their body.
Okay.
I think that's good.
That's very evasive.
I think we got to outline what we want, mm-hmm. though, too.
I agree.
Would you mind
wearing clothes in our shared spaces?
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's polite.
Yeah.
It's a request.
Would you mind wearing clothing in our shared spaces?
Okay.
I think that's well said.
So I have, I'm a little on the reserved side, ... and I'm not used to having a roommate so open and free with their body. Would you mind wearing clothing in our shared spaces?
I'm okay with that if everybody else
is.
Yes,
great.
Stamp of approval.
All right. I'm tired and I'm done. Y'all can finish it.
I can't. The roommate's going to write back bra and underwear or clothes.
I was just looking up an emoji for shrub and there is none.
Okay. Type in bush. There should be a small little tree that looks like a bush.
Mm-hmm. Bush. Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, just type in tree. That's a pretty thick bush.
Told you. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. If you put in tree, it's a...
Oh, the round one.
Yeah.
Gotta get some nair on that thing.
Yeah. Ooh, I got some.
Broccoli kind of looks like a bush, too. Just throwing that out.
Do you know what I learned about broccoli the other day?
What? It looks like
you
a
know
bush.
All the the little nubs, right? Like each floret or whatever is made out of nubs. Those are flowers. If you let a broccoli like age more, each one of those little dots on the top of a broccoli head turns into a yellow flower.
It blooms?
Yes. Huh. It's a little blooming broccoli bush.
Neat.
That's awesome.
Oh. That is neat. One day that's going to come up on some trivia thing, and you'll know it, and you'll win a ton of money. You're welcome.
This is going to be the next wedding bouquet trend.
Broccoli?
It's going to be this girl, this hippy-dippy girl walking down the aisle with broccoli florets.
Broccoli bouquet.
With the song I played y'all earlier, Broccoli, but in canon D.
And then, beautiful. And then her groom can be at the end of the aisle holding a thing of ranch.
And then she can dip them in.
It's like taking communion.
Okay.
Baptize me.
Oh, hidden valley communion. I love it so much.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, Charlotte.
That's what they do in the Southern Baptist churches.
To go to Hidden Valley Church.
Now we're at church. Okay.
I think Charlotte said that she texts back.
Cool, what'd she say?
Sorry to interrupt you guys' broccoli talk.
Hey, Charlotte. We're leading prayer.
She said, didn't realize there was an issue. I don't think I'm doing anything crazy. Sounds like you are way too reserved.
Here we go. Okay.
All right.
I think Mo sort of said it under his breath, like, this is, yes, you have an issue, but it's not her issue.
Yeah.
Right? You're putting it on yourself again.
Read it one more time.
Didn't realize there was an issue. I don't think I'm doing anything crazy. Sounds like you are way too reserved.
It's not crazy.
No, be like, of course you didn't know there was an issue. I haven't said anything until now, period. I already admitted I am reserved, period.
It's not crazy that she's walking around like that, but it's also not what I would call normal. Mm-hmm. Like, not that it's abnormal, but I would say it's not the status
typical.
Quo. Yeah.
Hey, look, at the end of the day, again, it's a shared space, and they both have to respect each other's shared space. They're in a relationship, and there has to be compromise. So we're asking her to, put some clothes on for 10 feet.
Okay. Read what you have so far.
Okay. I have, of course you didn't know there was an issue, period. I didn't say anything until now. I already admitted I am reserved.
I just want to feel comfortable in my home. So if you could wear clothing in our shared spaces, it would mean a lot to me.
Mm. I kind of like Bert's line about compromise, too. Like, I want to feel comfortable in our shared home, which means both of us have to make compromises or something like that.
I got a feeling you're going to need that one for the next text.
Yeah,
we're not going anywhere.
Because she's going to be like, well, why don't you just walk around in your underwear?
Exactly.
I hope you have some more vegetable facts. We're going to be here a while.
Maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday can be underwear day.
Okay, so I have, of course you didn't know there was an issue. I didn't say anything until now. I already admitted I'm reserved. I just want to feel comfortable in our home. So if you could wear clothing in our shared spaces, I'd really appreciate it.
I just want to check a couple of things here in the very, very beginning. Could the first few words be seen as aggressive? Like, of course you didn't know. I didn't say anything, even though she's trying to be sincere. Like,
I know.
How could you have known?
Oh, I like that. How could you have known there was an issue? I haven't said anything till now.
Do you guys know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I know
exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe if you start with that's fair, of course you wouldn't know there was an issue because I haven't told you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so that's fair. How could you have known there was an issue? I haven't said anything until now. I already admitted I'm reserved. I just want to feel comfortable in our home. So if you could wear clothing in our shared spaces, I'd really appreciate it.
I'm cool with it.
I think that's respectful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get ready to compromise.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys know kale is also a beautiful plant?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Now you know.
Did you know avocados are a fruit?
Now I know.
Mm-hmm. Technically a fruit.
Do you know cashews grow on trees?
What?
Whoa. Oh, yeah, they look like little peanuts.
Yep.
What did you say?
Penis is what I said. What I heard. Under my breath.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. And I heard that correctly.
Cashew is technically not a nut at all. It's a seed that grows on a cashew apple. And cashew apples grow on trees.
Wow.
They are native to Brazil.
Oh. Well, then what's a Brazil nut? I feel like I've been lied to.
Tell you after vacation.
Look, they're so cute.
Save, look at. Does that not look like a little nut penis?
No.
This part right here, that's the nut.
Let me see.
That don't look like. Guys, where do you see that at?
Like, in terms of a vegetable, like,
that's
it's just
not
out.
In my experience.
Hey, can I jump in real quick?
What?
Stop saying bush and penis nut.
Why the f*** not? Just kidding.
Are we making you uncomfortable in our shared space?
I haven't said bush in like 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. If there was a bush drinking game, I'd be on my ass right now.
What would you drink?
Oh, bush light. On. Bush yeah. light.
Exactly. That's my girl.
Do you know daffodils are poisonous?
Now I know.
You should never plant them next to green onion because they look the same.
Did you know hydrangeas are poisonous to cats?
And dogs.
And dogs.
We know now.
They're now.
Did you know a shrimp's heart is in its head?
Go
ahead, Charlotte.
She said, not really what I'm used to, and I'd like to feel comfortable, too. I mean, I'll try, but no promises.
That might be the best we can do right now.
Yeah. I ain't bad.
I will try, but no promises. Now it's on the table. So when she is walking around naked, she will know. And maybe she doesn't when you're not around.
Yeah, but now she knows. So how about you just send back, thank you so much for trying, exclamation. Really means a lot.
Boom.
Bush emoji.
She did it.
So thank you so much for trying, exclamation point. Really means a lot.
Yes.
Okay, I sent that.
Did you know scorpions are black light reflective?
Yeah.
I did know that.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah. Wow.
And monarch butterflies are poisonous.
I did know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know any of that.
You knew about the shrimp heart head thing?
I just Googled it.
Oh.
Just Googled weird facts.
Are you serious?
I just wanted to be part of it. You look like you're having so much fun.
I think we did as good as we can do, Charlotte.
Yep.
But you might get retaliation, and she just might be walking around butt naked from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think it was too bad or awkward or anything. I mean, I still think, like, you know, I didn't want it to be, like, so awkward in the house, you know, and I don't think it's going to be.
Or what if she has a bunch of her hippy-dippy friends over this weekend, and they just have a big, like...
A big naked party?
Yeah. a nudist club every Monday at your apartment.
Look, thinking in advance here, if she doesn't do anything, do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Start. When she comes to you and she's like, hey, can you please stop smoking in the house? You go, okay, I'll make this arrangement with you. I'll stop smoking if you put some damn drawers on.
Well, this could end badly because some apartment complexes have a rule against smoking. She could get her kicked out.
That's right.
Just trying to save you, girl.
That's a good call.
She responded and she just said, okay.
Okay. All right.
There we go.
I am not mad at that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's all celebrate.
Good.
Get her a robe for her birthday.
Mmm.
Nice plush one. Mm-hmm.
Our work is done here, I think.
Yep.
Bush light for everybody.
Cheers. Oh, maybe you guys can go to Bush Gardens together.
Maybe George Bush will be there.
Or the band Bush.
Yeah. Good for us. Charlotte, see ya. Bye.
All right, thank you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bird Show.